not a movie guy. I wear my shoes inside. Well, it's been a while, so put your hands together and let's grow together. Yeah, let's grow forever.
Welcome to Hand in the Dirt, a Guardian podcast about football, and really it's a lifestyle podcast. Stephen Hartzell, how you doing?
I mean, I'm not good because I got you upset. You're mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at my entire fucking situation. Michael Cerber, L_Cerberino, a.k.a. L_Cerberino, vocalist, guitarist for the Killer Ants, Ants with a Z or a Z, for those that use that. How are you doing?
I would just like to say, I'm doing well, thank you for asking. I think based on the introductions, there's one person he's not mad at for sure, and that's me. I mean, I got a glowing introduction as usual. Wonderful to hear your voice, Felder. Hartzell, really kind of short and brief with you. Just quick.
Yeah.
Just kind of,
well.
Just Kurt, is that the?
Yeah,
is that
Kurt
the,
is.
You're
Kurt,
an English yes. major. You went to UNC, Felder, so you guys
Kurt,
are both better
yes.
than I with vocabulary. You're quite Kurt with Hartzell, I would say. Kurt Henning, Mr. Perfect with Hartzell.
I'm telling you right now, this fucking golf tournament is the bane of my existence.
And because of the way Hartzell looks, it's just immediately you're directing that at him. I understand.
Well, yes, we also moved the sense. Show up 30 minutes. And I
for him.
For him. And yep. I also, like, but I when he sent that text, when he said, can we move the show up 30 minutes? I was in South Carolina picking up some whiskey. Because I'm going to need it for the rest of this fucking weekend when these people are everywhere.
Down at the Class 6, bro.
Dude, I know you want to joke about it, and it's funny to you because you don't have to deal with it. This is, and multiple people, whether it's Twitter or Blue Sky, multiple people that live near where I live have also joined me in this, like, complaining about this entire situation. I had to change the, can you imagine? You have a way that you take your kids to school, correct?
Yes.
Now, imagine you have to go a completely different way.
I mean, that would be an inconvenience.
And imagine on that completely different way, there were two other schools that start at the same time as your kid's school.
Oof.
Challenging.
How much earlier are you leaving? Like, what has been your...
10. Here's the problem. My kid's school starts, her last bell, 7:45. She likes to be early to school. So we have to be out of our neighborhood by 7:15, usually. We have been out of the neighborhood at 7:05.
That's tough, man. That's tough.
Which means we have to change the breakfast schedule.
Yeah.
Wake up schedule. Whole deal. Like, this is, it's, I understand it's very funny, like, to you, but, like, it's not funny to me. Like, this is not cool. I had to go to a different grocery store today. And on my way to and from the grocery store, do you know what I saw? Buses, 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 buses. You know what buses can't do very quickly? Turn, 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 turn.
Yeah, Hartzell. So it's not funny, though it's funny to you. It's not funny, Hartzell.
Now is a good segue, just since we're talking about Charlotte and things that are happening in and around Charlotte. Miller Yoho joining the show live in about 20 minutes. So
awesome. I just spilled fucking Gatorade on my goddamn computer. Fuck.
If he doesn't show
folks,
up.
Folks, that's the
that
show. Let's just get out of here now.
No, I'm having a great time.
Felder's happy. He's in a good mood. I can tell.
The like pool's open. My wife's going to the pool today.
Felder loves the pool.
I'm taking my kid. I made a promise that I would do swim lessons. I got to stop calling them lessons. Swim. I got to do practice on Saturday at 9 in the morning. So I'm taking her to practice at 9 in the morning on Saturday. And
yeah, she's not learning anymore. She's
no,
practicing
she's
swimming
not.
At this point. That's a good point.
Yeah, I have to say practice. Like, I'm cutting swim completely from the vocabulary, and I'm just calling it practice.
Going to practice.
My kid has practice.
Not a game. Yeah. Not a game.
Nah.
Not a game.
Speaking of Allen Iverson, did you see the Bills schedule release?
Mm-mm.
So, I know it's all, like, scripted or whatnot, but Josh Allen is out there. Josh Allen is shooting he's actually shooting hoops.
I scrolled right past that, saw the first part of it, and then remembered that I love the Dolphins and hate the Bills and just went, nope.
So, well, here's the thing. It's very funny because it's Josh Allen. He gets a call. I don't know if it's from the coach or the general manager or whatever, and he's like, hey, man, what do you want to do for this schedule release? And Josh Allen goes, I don't know, man. Just let AI do it. Like, that's what everybody else is doing. And the guy goes, AI. Gets on the phone with Allen Iverson. Gets on the phone with Allen Iverson. So Allen Iverson does their schedule. He does their schedule release.
That's great. That's great. I love
that. It's great. It was
great.
It was awesome. It was. I was not expecting that this morning. Oh, by the way, in terms of Felder BM discussion.
Yeah.
One at my house this morning.
Yeah.
One at the Ballantyne Harris Theater.
Wow.
One at Sprouts. In
truly a home away from home. What
savage,
is Sprouts?
Dude.
Sprouts is a really good grocery store.
Sprouts is the official grocer of the Southeastern Conference, actually. Interesting.
It's very
is this like a new version of Whole Foods?
Cheaper version of Whole Foods.
Is it pretentious or nah?
No. I think that's the part that makes it better than Whole Foods.
Right.
I hate Whole Foods.
It stinks in Whole Foods is my issue.
What's it smell
I've
like?
I've got a similar issue with my Publix that they just put in up here at Metalark. You know,
I haven't been to the Publix near me yet.
Stinks when you walk in there.
What's the smell like?
It smells like something like the floor got wet, like a carpet got wet, and then never
wet. Yeah, yes, that's cleaned. A great way to describe it.
Yeah, it stinks. But like, not all Publix are like this. Like my,
they're
the
not
Publix,
all like that. I agree.
The Publix that's at. Cloverdale there, you know what I'm talking about? And Stratford, that one, that's fine. My home Publix, even though I haven't lived there since I was a boy, but the Forest Drive Publix in Columbia, South Carolina, it's always packed, but it don't stink. This Metalark Publix that they've put in, the Robin Hood Publix, I mean, I go there because the bakery is fantastic, and it's on the other side of the stinky part of the store, but like it makes me not go to that deli.
I have to go to. I want to try because I can't get to my Harris Teeter. I can't. It's a fool's errand for me to get to my Harris Teeter.
Yeah.
The one at Sharon and Carmel. It's a fool's errand.
Sure.
Like when I was driving.
Do you miss your people right now at the Harris
Teeter? Yeah, I do. And I think they miss me too.
I know. It's going to be a thing. But like next week,
we're going
to do the I missed you so much. I missed you too. How have you been? And you get the longer catch up, which is nice.
Yeah. We're going to talk cash shit for sure next week about this golf tournament and like everyone's trying to cheat parking, which is what somebody.
It's not funny, Hartzell.
That's what somebody. So literally, let me look at it right now. It's on
the screen.
Stop joking around about it.
It's not okay.
Stop joking around, Hartzell.
It's not okay.
Man, y'all, I mean.
Quit ripping on my guy.
Man, I can rip with the best of them.
Man, you ripping.
Speaking of ripping, you know what I did? I ripped off some koozies.
Nice. Do you want to let people in behind the scenes on our conversation?
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not. I didn't do anything wrong.
Did you yell at him, Felder?
I didn't do anything wrong.
You didn't do anything wrong?
You didn't do anything.
No. Go ahead. Tell server. Tell the people.
Two people got delivered the stickers in there. No koozies.
Oh boy.
Two. Stickers, no koozie.
How'd you do nothing wrong again, Hartz?
Because I packaged and I did this in the driveway with my kids and wife around. Like I could pull up the Nest cam of me actually doing it. I put four packs of three koozies in envelopes, along with stickers. Mm-hmm. And then sealed the shit out of them with tape. A lot of packing tape. I didn't steal, but these white mailers were from our office supply cabinet.
I know the ones.
You know the ones.
I know the ones.
So I brought those home with me. I printed out the labels. Mm-hmm. I had the tape.
Felder, by the way, I can already tell what he's done wrong, but continue.
I started cooking.
What kind of tape did you use?
This is like it's packing tape, right? So, I mean, it's the wide version.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I've got a roll of it right here at my desk. It's probably about two, 2.5 inches in width.
What's the coloration of this?
It's clear. It's clear tape. No, it's clear.
Yeah.
Tape.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm not. Listen. I do not want to accuse our listeners and customers of. They didn't do anything wrong, obviously. But
you don't want to call them liars?
I just wonder if, since the stickers arrived and the koozies didn't. Like, I'm just having a hard time reconciling this.
You're an established truth stretcher, cheater, and stealer on the show.
I have, dude.
Things are a little cloudy. Yeah.
I have a picture from someone that.
Oh, send it.
That's what I'm looking for right now. It is.
Was it damaged in transit? Because I feel like that would let me off the hook here.
It says delivered with no contents is what it says, actually.
What? So it was an empty envelope. Double. You're saying it was
somebody
an empty envelope.
Just the stickers.
Somebody got 6 koozies.
Impossible.
Possible.
I've got to find something.
You were like, you should have been in your on your own. This should have been done at 9:30 at night when everyone was in sleep.
I know you're making a joke. That's when I do it.
I'm not making a joke, Felder. The thing I also noticed that he did wrong was not just using the type of envelopes that you've been using.
No, but you know what's good? But you know what's good about it? They know it's not me.
They know it's not you.
They know it's not me.
Yep, couldn't be me.
They know it's not me.
And I don't help at all, so definitely not me. You're welcome.
I got to find where this thing... I don't know where the message is that the guy sent me.
All right, let me just get out in front of this now, then. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. I tried to do right by putting an extra koozie in each envelope, even though they only ordered 2.
You sound like fucking BP. You gonna just drill into the fucking seabed again, then?
Actually, they only ordered 1. There was a BOGO. They got 2, and then I threw in
they got none
for my lazy. Well,
they got 0 is the actual what happened.
Well, allegedly, I will be send or
I
Felder,
believe them, not you. I'm
Felder
just gonna put that out there.
We're
they're already they're
whole.
Already out, we're and gonna, I've already made them whole.
Thank you for making Good. Them whole. And I'm sorry, listener.
I can't find. I don't know where it is. Oh, you know what? It might be in the.
You know why he's sorry? Because he messed up.
Separate incidents.
Of the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. I really don't. I'm just as perplexed as you guys are. I really don't know.
I'm not perplexed.
Really, yeah,
we know what happened.
You called me
you
with
didn't
questions.
Do it right.
It was a slight interrogation.
Okay, so tell them how the call went.
I got a call from Felder. It's like 6:30 on a Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
Hell yeah.
Hey. Did you send the koozies? Yeah, dude. You sent me the mailers with the PDFs, and I printed them, and yeah, they went out. Why? Well, I'm asking because this is what I heard from not one but 2 customers. And I asked, was it the 2 customers from the batch of 4 that I had been mailed their addresses and printing labels and stuff? So it was you know, it was a little bit of a – he caught me out of the blue. I mean, I didn't think I did anything wrong. I still don't think I did anything wrong. But apparently
– But you clearly did.
The koozies did not arrive when they were supposed to. So
they did not arrive at all.
Stickers did somehow. They didn't even ask for stickers. So it's kind of like a surprise and delight if you think about it.
Oh, yeah, you're the winner.
Like, yes, the koozies did not arrive, but these stickers are pretty cool. Like, they are pretty cool. And the koozies
the
are coming.
The story's unavailable now. He posted. So, shout out to Wes. He posted it in a story.
Damn, he put us on blast.
Damn, dude.
His story had the whole. His story was the one that had the delivered, no contents.
I mean, you didn't have to go public with it, dude. Like, we're gonna make it right.
Don't say we, me, I.
Yeah, Felder
no,
is.
It's a we.
I'm not gonna
no,
do shit.
We
I want to make clear, and you've already done enough.
We are a team, so.
We are a team.
to Wes and everyone else who got wronged, all I have
think
to
it's
say
Simon
is
Simon or Simeon.
Okay.
Yeah, just
do
relax.
Do you think that? Do you think that's what fucking the third string like left guard on the New England Patriots like undefeated team said, we are a team.
We are a team.
Like, yeah, of course you say we're a team.
This is Lord. We're on each other's team, and you know.
Yeah.
I took care of business. Don't you worry, buddy.
Bro, you stand on business.
I do. 100%.
Well,
I took care of business. Both of them are out. They will be made whole. If there are any other issues, you bring them to me.
Well,
oh,
it's like Tupac said, you are appreciated.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they can tell.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, it's Simeon, I think, in our messages on the Etsy store. Mm. Oh, I got the pictures, big dog.
Let's see them.
Yikes.
Let's see them.
Right.
I hope I didn't affect your Etsy store rating.
No, we're still good.
Etsy store rating.
Okay, here we go. I'm taking a picture of a picture, but he's got the stickers.
Yeah.
And then, all right, this will be, you guys will get this very in short time. Going to our chat.
Blowing me up all morning.
Baby.
1, 2, 3, 4 texts from Hartzell this morning. Just give it a rest, big guy. Take a hint.
Oh, no. I'm reading. I won't go into the details, but there was a problem with my order. Contacted Felder. He went above and beyond to rectify the problem. Absolutely the best customer service experience I've had in a long time.
This does not look very sealed.
Simeon. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
What if there were issues in transit?
What if you didn't package it right?
Attention, customer. Received unsealed. Okay. So here we go. Here's what's happening.
You didn't seal it.
No. Don't give me that. I didn't seal it. I told you about all the tape I put on this thing.
The shit
that
tape.
Wasn't there?
Did you wet it first or something?
The back. Hang on. The back. Okay, so you see where that green
you
sticker
licked the
is?
Tape,
the flap.
Didn't you, Hartzell? You don't have to lick the tape like an envelope.
That was one of those. It was one of those. Peel the band off because there's adhesive underneath it. Not the lick and press. There's a built-in sticker.
So you didn't use that tape on all of these that you said you used.
The tape is on the front, I guess. I used the tape on the PDF.
The side that doesn't seal?
I guess I should have used more tape.
Somewhere in...
How did the sticker survive?
Somewhere in the back of a fucking truck in Winston-Salem or Greensboro are six koozies, rather.
Simeon, call in, leave a voicemail. Where do you live?
He only put the tape on the label. Felder, he only put the tape on the shipping label.
I can tell you what state he lives in. All right, let's go. Complete.
Who's at fault here?
You!
Nah.
This is operator error.
Operator.
Georgia.
Tough scene.
Fort Valley, Georgia.
You're letting down your brethren.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
Bro,
Simeon, I'm sorry. Michael,
this is
I'm
the
sorry.
Worst thing you've
Michael,
ever done.
I'm sorry for both of you. Too bad.
No, here's the thing. You don't get to see this because do you have a login to the Etsy store?
I don't have a login. I can just see the comments.
Yeah, so I have messages. I have messages that are separate from comments.
Damn, son.
Simeon. Good afternoon, Felder. Hey, I hate to be that guy, but the koozie I ordered wasn't in the package I received today. The stickers were, though. I've included a picture that the USPS placed a decal on the back of the envelope that it wasn't sealed. Thanks for any help that you can give. Have a great afternoon. Cheers, Simeon.
Simeon, you did the right thing.
I will send you a few. I am back in charge of inventory. No worries. It will go out tomorrow for you.
Boy.
Thank you, my man.
You didn't even say, like, in the comments, like, the private messages. Yo, Hartzell fucked up. Like, you could have done that, and you didn't.
This
you
were, is it. I bro. Said, and then I sent
no,
him a
he's
picture.
Saying it here.
Bro,
with
you,
me.
Were, you were a real
I,
one,
I,
man.
I sent him a picture, and I said, this is a me order. And it shows a picture of the manila envelope that
yes.
I have.
Yes.
I got four in there for you. You're the best man. You've went above and beyond. Thanks again. Just doing what is right. Thanks for listening and supporting.
You are the best. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I mean, I feel like I've said it already quite a few times. All right? I'm sorry.
Oh, man. If anyone of Hartzell's four, if you don't get them,
I would like to hear from the other two who did receive the koozies as they were supposed to.
Okay.
I didn't go 0-for-4 here. I didn't I didn't bat 1,000. That's the goal.
I have batted 1,000.
Up to this point, you had, yes.
I'm going over 1,000 now because I'm taking your hits.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you in the distribution? Why don't you take this out of my cut? Okay, this is on me. I'm sorry. I'll be better next time. If there is a next time, there probably won't be.
I'm going to see if we get through this round. Maybe we order some more. So it's going well. It's back, like in the words of, your boy from The Wire, put the word out, we back up.
You know, the beautiful thing is we're 20 minutes into the show and your mood is already so much better than it was when we started.
Well,
so
that's because I know I don't have to leave my house until Saturday morning. But Saturday morning is just to the pool, which means there's no school. So I don't have to drive past two schools. I only have to drive past one school, but they don't have school. And then Saturday morning, I'm taking my kid to practice. So it's a quick in and out turnaround. It's one left turn, stoplight right, stoplight right, stoplight, stoplight right. That's it to get her to practice. And then it's stoplight left, stoplight left, stoplight left, home, done, over. And then I got to figure out what I'm going to make for dinner. I don't know yet for Saturday, but I do know that tonight we are having smothered chicken, baby.
Smothered chicken.
Hartzell,
stop
texting me. LOLOL. It's so funny. It's not funny, man. Stop.
That is a lie.
Just give it a rest.
That is a fabrication. I'm not texting Cerber.
Smothered in.
Disrespectful.
I'm going to make a gravy.
Smother D's.
Smother it, put it over rice, and we're good to go.
What a journey today's been so far, huh?
Yeah, man.
Listen, sometimes in life, you just got to overcome the adversity.
And I do.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Speaking of which, Miller Yoho is going to join the show in about 5 minutes. You'll hear about the adversity that I did not overcome at the mech mile.
Lost.
So, can I do my mech mile?
Yeah, Miller. Yeah. Hang on, Miller has entered the chat. He's right on. He's early. Miller Yoho, yeah. Charlotte Sports Council.
You're not early. You're late.
Mech Mile champion. You cannot spell Miller without Mile. Good morning, sir. How are you? Seriously.
Excellent.
Yeah. Seriously, yeah. Miller. God, dude, that was a flawless intro, man. You have muted yourself. I can't help you. Go ahead, Felder.
Tough look for the Clemson fan.
Oh, I was just waiting. Just wanted you to go ahead and recognize how bad you lost to me.
I lost by 30 seconds. It felt like it should have been 5 minutes. So Miller, he is a faster runner than me, but he's still a friend. So there's that.
Yeah. I mean, I lost to both of you guys. I lost to both of you guys combined.
You didn't disrespect Miller ahead of time, though, Felder.
You didn't wish for me to get hurt.
Did I say that?
Let's be clear. Miller is your friend, Hartzell, but Miller, what about the other way around?
I'm appreciative of both you guys coming. It was great. Felder made a best friend, hugged a lady.
I made it to the feed.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, you're on the recap video, everything. You're content. What the event is. Hartzell and I had a great conversation leading up, but we stepped to the finish line. I honestly didn't look back. I figured he was there, and then we met at the finish line, and it was all good. But for me, it was 5 minutes 50 seconds. For Hartzell, it was a little longer. For that time, we were not friendly. We just were competitive. I never looked behind me. I never saw you, but it was a good time.
I never saw you. All you saw was his ass cheeks. The entire time.
Let me say this. It was a very steely pre-race vibe I was getting from Miller.
I showed up in all black. I was here for a funeral.
He had dressed
in all black and my gun the same color.
He was
God
dressed
damn, like the Bulls in Madison Square Garden. Let's go.
He was dressed in all black. Miller, tatted. Didn't know that. Learned that. Pre-race. Has tats. Has ink.
Intimidated you, didn't it?
Secretly it did. Tattooed.
Yeah. Closet tattoo guy, Miller Yoho. I was not prepared for that. And frankly, I didn't know. Like, I knew Felder, obviously, but he left because he had already raced.
And it was starting to rain.
By the way, Felder, you ran faster. It did rain. It was sprinkling a little bit. Felder, you ran faster in 2025 than you did the previous year. That's a win.
Yeah, it's a win.
So, success. Now, with Miller and I, like, first of all, Miller, you ran a 5:50 mile, right? Do I have that accurate? Five minutes, 50 seconds. That is the fastest mile you've ever ran, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so one, congrats. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Two, I mean, you're welcome. Okay, like you're welcome. Yeah.
This is time out, Miller. So what you have walked into is a Steven Hartzell patting himself on the back for things that other people did. Mm-hmm. Situation.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Hartzell. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, don't say thank you to him.
Do this. Do not do it. Don't enable this behavior.
No,
this
is do it.
You're talking to the. He had the box of koozies. I asked him to send out four koozies. I asked him to send out four orders. And I said, double up the orders, send out the four orders, four individual orders to four different listeners. Two listeners sent me messages, one on Instagram, one posted in their Instagram story, I didn't get my koozie, I just got the stickers. The other one sent me a message in Etsy that said, no koozies, just stickers, with a thing from the Postal Service that said, package was not sealed.
Yeah. Tough.
So he's like, well, you know, like, I mean, I did everything I could, and I was like, you could have sealed them up.
Could have sealed them up more. But let's not deflect here. We're here to talk about the Mech Mile.
Sealed them up more. Sealed them up at all.
At all.
We are. The Mech Mile was great. I will tell you this, Miller. I had a really great time talking to Chris Hill and the kids from Mallard Creek. And Miller.
Miller's muted himself. I think he's at work. Or maybe he's... Yeah. Yep, Miller.
No, we're just my computer's being weird. The joy, but no, Chris Hill was awesome. Like, So essentially, we partnered with a teacher, and then he brought three students who are interested in like working in content or video or whatever. And we met with them a couple weeks ago, talked to the kids, gave them deliverables, briefed them, gave them like a pre-pro meeting, and then they worked like hand in hand with our creatives, and then had the opportunity. Felder's there. I kind of did the lean in, as I know Felder hates talking about being a digital content creator, and said, is it cool if I introduce you for what you did? And I thought you lit up. I haven't seen you like that in a while in terms of you talking to those kids, being excited. Like, I don't know how long you talked to them, but like I read the newsletter afterwards that you put out, which is amazing. And talking about like that one girl, she's a student, so I don't want to say her name, but her interest, her passion is, it's infectious.
It is. It's the thing. This is that, like, I don't want to talk to a human man that works in finance about my job, but to, like, my biggest goal with respect to what I do, like, I've been able to buy a house and have a car and have a life, and we go to, it's bougie as fuck, we go to a swimming racket club, like, because of my job, but I like pushing people forward. Like, I'm not someone that gets in the door and then closes it behind him. I'm not someone that gets to the roof and pulls up the ladder. I want every single one of those kids that I talk to, I want them to go farther than I ever could.
Yeah.
And they have skills that I never will ever have. Like,
you're here to tell them it's cool to wear makeup on TV.
Yes, I am. I did that at Career Day. You're
makeup
correct.
Anytime, to be clear.
Yeah, makeup anytime is fine, but you have to have makeup if you're going to be on TV.
Yes. Yep.
Because I don't know if you know this, but there are humongous lights on you. But no,
I've been thinking about makeup for shows because of the lights.
I think, right, yes.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Real talk. I get so shiny from the sweat, too.
You get shiny. Yeah, it's important. Yeah, man. That's a huge thing.
We've got some nice photographers every now and then at these things, and I'm like, yeah. What if I just looked better, though?
Imagine if you took all the hair off your head and how much more real estate you have for shine.
Oh, yeah, I really could. Then I could put makeup up there.
Yeah, I do get makeup up there.
Yeah.
Woody gives me makeup on the top, bro. But it was, Miller, to go back to your point, it was really cool to talk to them. And no, you didn't. It's fine. It was great to talk to them. She was fantastic. I think I only talked to two. Chris was awesome as well. And we just, I told him, I said, hey, man, just like I said at Career Day, there are a lot of jobs that aren't on camera. And you guys are already getting a head start because you know how to use a camera. And they also know how to edit.
What I told them was, like, also, how many credentials have, like, the four of us? You know, hundreds of credentials, thousands. Yeah. And I was like, guys, this is your first credential you'll ever have in your careers. I was like, hang on to this one. Like, is the one you'll actually care about. And that was, like, something I was thinking about. It's like, my career started, I had no idea where I was going. I remember, like, the first sporting event and, like, I didn't hang on to anything. I thought it was just like a flash in the pan. I wish like I had that one thing, like that one memory, like seeing what that was. So I'm excited about them. We have a follow up. They owe us content, like, which is really cool. We gave them deliverables and they're working through it and they're trying to
nice.
We were tough. Like we said, we only want 50 photos, knowing that they're going to shoot 500. And now they have to understand like how to tell a story with 50 photos.
Yeah. Just got to go through it.
Really big timed me with all the credentials there. I have all of my credentials because there's only like five of them.
So no, it was cool. And then one of the things, and I think this is important, like, I don't know, listeners, if anybody's like starting out or any of that stuff. Chris brought her over to talk about when I was stretching, trying to like just get loose right before Hartzell got there, actually. And then I got to take the koozies back and be able to deliver them. She was very shy. And we had three things happen. One, I told her, he made her ask me, how would you go about interviewing someone like about the mech model? And I said, and I gave her like, this is my, and I don't, it doesn't matter. This is the toolbox that I carry around all the time. Ask them about their experience. What did they like the most? Ask him. And then I was like, don't ask them what the hardest part of the race was. Ask them what they found to be the most challenging yet rewarding. And then ask them if they'll be back next year. Like, I was like, just keep it simple, do that.
Yeah.
And then, so we're in the middle of this conversation, right? And this older man is just walking by. He's got his medal on. By the way, the medals are hefty, Miller.
You know, we went, it's for you. Everyone deserves one but Hartzell.
You go, Justin.
Hey, man.
We need to get back to, I want to keep talking on this, Felder, but I need to recap from Hartzell, from his POV.
What do you want to know?
Well, in a few minutes, I have 20 minutes.
Okay, first of all, as we mentioned, Miller ran a 5:50. It's a PR. All right, it's the fastest mile this man has ever run in his life.
Thank you, Hartzell. It's okay? All because of you.
No, I think it's worth reemphasizing that you ran your ass off. Last year, because I looked this up. Like, I don't train to run miles. I just run, like, lazy miles. Now,
same here.
Yes.
Same here, buddy.
Well, yeah, but you're an ultra, like, you have logged, that's like, massive miles. Muscles. Like,
if you guys are lazy miles, what do I do? Mall walk.
No, you get your miles in. Miller in 2024 ran a 5:55. So I'm thinking, like, if I can do something in the 6-minute range.
Which you did not.
I'll be able to hang with Miller. All right? So for those that don't know, the race course is essentially two laps, all right?
Yes.
And on the second lap, you turn in to the stadium and you finish, you know, like inside the stadium right around the 50-yard line where all the lights and the banners and stuff are. So first lap, I am within, when I say within striking distance of Miller, I would say that at the half-mile mark, Miller in his all-black, black tank top, black shorts, Hoka shoes, black ink. Yep, black tattoos. I'd say, Miller, you're probably 20 yards in front of me. 20 to 25 yards in front of me.
I found a picture of you, and you were like three quarters of that first lap. You were within 15 yards of me.
Yeah, I was there. Now, the second lap is when I started to feel not well. The plan was to keep within, you know, like that 20-yard, 25-yard range of Miller.
You're Bruce Willis striking distance.
He got faster. I got slower. Like, I looked at my watch, and at the half-mile mark, I was on pace to run a six-minute mile. It was like 6:01 was, like, the pace. And I was like, that's about where I can be. That's maxing out for me. Mm-hmm. Second lap, my stomach started to feel very full and heavy.
You got and the BGs?
While my lungs felt okay and my legs felt great, my stomach felt like I was carrying around...
Like you're going to have to poop yourself to beat me, which you literally said you would.
I did say that. I felt more like I was going to vomit than poop at the finish line.
I sent everyone a photo of Hartzell coming down the hill. It's perfect.
Were you overhydrated? Like just water sloshing around in there?
No, I did not eat a proper pre-race meal. Let's put it that way. And that's nobody's fault but my own. I will accept responsibility for that. Your boy ate Mexican food with his family at like 1:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, you did tell me that.
Not ideal. Okay. Now,
not the best move, dude.
Not the best move, but it was Mother's Day weekend. Wifey wanted to go get some Mexican food. What am I going to say? No, it's race day. Like sometimes you just got to pick and choose your spots. So I also could have chosen to eat light. I didn't have to go heavy on the queso. All right.
I was going to say,
every Mexican restaurant has a cheeseburger. Every Mexican restaurant has a cheeseburger.
Totally.
Could have just gotten a cheeseburger.
Could have gone the taco salad route. Absolutely.
Yeah. Could have just gotten a fucking cheeseburger.
To that point, Miller, quick question. What was your pre-race meal? Because you were working that day. Like, how did you get down? How did you properly prepare in terms of
I had a meal like at 11:30. It was like a fried chicken sandwich from a place. It was like a panko. It was really good, like chicken and like a pita. It was like almost like a Mediterranean version of it. And then I had like some trail mix at about an hour before, and then I took a gel before I ran.
That's a good call. Well, I will say this: once I realized on lap two that Miller was getting further away from me. And that they're like realistically, like I knew I wasn't going to catch him. I knew that. And my stomach felt like, hey, man, you're either going to throw up or shit if you keep going at this pace. I felt, even though it was only a 6 minute, 20 second race to be exact for me, I felt like quitting. I felt discouraged. I felt bad. And I was like, you can just stop. You can just walk. But then I realized that is absolutely not – like, that's the worst thing I can do.
Were you – you're saying you're not willing to withstand more pain than me?
What I'm saying is I lost. And by losing, I was not willing to withstand more pain than
you. You allowed him to win.
I lost. Miller beat me. I didn't lose the race.
I also had a day. I was expecting to run like a 6:15, and I won my heat. Like I passed everyone in that last lap. I was on one. So
I lost my heat.
No, you beat that lady.
I did beat that lady. She was 74 years old.
You beat her though.
Go ahead.
Did you see the head start that I gave her?
I did not.
So we were. First of all, this is a type of running I don't understand. I'm going to be completely transparent here. We're all at the start line together, but then people are like elbowing and moving. And I'm like, I don't want any of these people to touch me. So I'm already at the back no matter what. And then everything kind of gets separated.
Yeah, but you have a chip time. Your chip time is not your gun. Is not the gun time. You understand?
Yeah, I understand. But what I'm saying is that I don't want to be in this like pack of people. I don't want to be in that. Like all the running that I've ever done is like you run. And I was talking to Savannah about this. All the running that I've ever done, like over the course of my life, is one person, one space. not like clumped together. Like when we ran 110s, it was like, you're here, you're here, you're here, you're here, you're here. You go straight and you're done. And same thing even with like running poles in baseball.
Oh, I was about to say, Felder, I think poles are worse than 110s.
Poles are worse than 110s?
That's my take.
I man.
Because the pole is on that curve and it always messes with you.
It does. Unless you cheat, which is what I did. And I just tried to run straight. So, yeah. But yeah, no, it just is one of those things where like, but all that running is not like the same type of running. It's also not distance anyways. So my entire, and you saw me run, like my gait is complete. Like when I got to actually run, so me and this lady, we're in the back, and then we do the run walk and we talk and we're talking. And I know she has two sons, and her son, one of her sons and her husband are running in the heat, the more competitive heat that's after us. And she's like, we get to the end of the race and it's like, we get to the end of the race and she goes, all right, what do you, I asked her, I said, what do you want to do? You want to run down this hill? She goes, I'm actually better running up the hill. I said, okay, let's walk down the hill. Let's run up the hill. That hill is insane, by the way. I don't like it. Just for the record.
You're talking about the hill at the finish.
The hill, the back end hill. No, the hill before you get to run down. The hill that goes up close to where the registration is.
Oh.
That hill.
That's where I passed everyone. They were in quicksand right there.
Yep. And so I was like, so let's do this. Let's walk down this hill. Then we'll jog up the hill. And then I gave her a 50-yard head start. Because I just walked mostly down. And then I was like, I'm going to go get her. And I did the running that I know how to do, which is just running, like sprinting. So I ran through the finish line, beat her, and then we had a big hug.
And then you met one of the greatest yo-hos and got a beer out of it.
I heard you met Miller's dad, which is awesome.
Yeah, he bought me a beer. I was getting ready to pay for it. I was going to pay for his beer, and he paid for my beer.
Miller sending high resolution photos in the thread. That's fine. I lost the race. Miller, would I have run faster with Hokas on?
I definitely think I had a shoe advantage.
You say huge?
No, shoe advantage. I saw you looking at my Pegasus like.
Yeah, you had some Bobo shoes on.
Unbelievable. That's fair. I mean, they're old. They're not fresh. Yours were like very clean.
Bro, did you see mine?
Springy.
Oh, yeah. You could have gone and got some carbon plated shoes and maybe only lost by 25 seconds.
Okay, very. Here's
this
the thing.
Really fun.
Here's the
I
thing.
I really like this. Winning is fun.
I lost.
I'm not used to this.
Miller beat me, okay? I did not lose the race. Miller absolutely
Miller beat
wiped
me after
the floor
I spent
with
two
me.
Podcast episodes talking about how I was going to beat him.
That's correct.
Okay. I did not initiate this. You started.
Oh, look at the knee action on Miller.
Yeah, no, his kick was it was kicking. It was I wish I had seen
and
it.
And he's crossing the finish line and he's just hitting the watch.
Yeah.
Wow, look at me.
I'm still very happy with my time.
You did great.
I didn't realize I was going to lose that bad. And so in terms of like the margin, right? It was not close.
See, closed the margin from last year. You were faster.
Yeah, you got better.
We both did. We both ran PRs. Here's the thing. Your better is better than my better. And you beat me. And you beat me by a lot. You didn't beat me by a little. I was really hoping there was going to be like some drama. Like I said, I thought I was going to be in your back pocket. I was not in your back pocket. I was 30 yards behind your back pocket. And then you found another gear that I just didn't have. So we'll do it again next year.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll run it back next year.
I think.
Go ahead.
No, I want another shot. Like I want another bite of the apple. Okay? That's what I want. I've tasted it. I know what I need to do, and I want again. I want to go again.
Do you think it's physically possible for you to run faster than me?
No. But I think I can run a sub 6, and if I trained properly, i.e. at all, I think it could be a little bit more competitive.
Okay.
I mean, you ran a 5 550.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I have that in me. I don't. But, you know, like, when runners run their best, right, like, what happens on that day? Like, they just, everything clicks. Like, so they, it just feels good. They have something in them that they didn't think they had. So
I think you guys should get a bench press out there, and just so I could feel better about myself.
That's an option.
Power clean station, bench press. Like, let's get all that out there too.
Is that on the books for 2026, Miller? A weight station?
No.
No.
I'm not dealing with that liability.
What was your biggest stressor on race day from like a work standpoint?
This year I didn't have to. We had an operations team who did a lot of the work. It's always like registration amount and things, but it was pretty laid back. It was actually really cool. We put 8 people out there who ran for 4 hours in between.
Yeah,
them,
that was a lot.
I saw that. The ones with the red shirts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they raised like $13,000 for Western North Carolina, which was really cool. So good. It was like, it wasn't stress. It was just a lot of like cool things that were happening. Both my kids
passed me twice.
Yeah. And then both my kids ran. Brittany ran. She ran like a 7:03. She crushed it. Nice. Frank ran. It was just like really, it's a fun day.
It is.
And I think there's like, the growth is there. It's set up to be a really unique event in terms of running. And it's like, as you can hear, like me and Hartzell had a completely different experience from Felder, but they're equal and fun. And then also the pros who ran like dropped a 4:04. And won $5,000. The lady ran like a 4:41. And like, there's betting lines like nationally on the race, which is really cool to see.
It's awesome. It's an awesome event. I love it. I will be back next year. We truly like the fun. You want, so this is a side story. It's Friday night, and my wife's like, "Do you want us to go with you?" And I was like, "What? No."
Yeah, they should have. Let Savannah run.
No. This has nothing to do with you. I was like, this thing has been on the books for months.
They wanted to support you, buddy.
The day before?
Yeah. Like they're there for you. I don't know why you said no.
The day before? No.
I saw Miller embrace his wife minutes
I know.
After finishing the race.
Oh, my kids were at the finish line. I did not really speak to them. I couldn't really see.
Couldn't you see? Were you blurred by the pain or what? Like what? Why couldn't
like
you see?
You know, I think it's, you know, you said you could tolerate pain worse than me. It seems like I could tolerate a little bit better than you.
I was wheezing the entire car ride home. Like I don't like my breath was strained I needed to use an inhaler when I got home.
No, I got dressed immediately back in like work clothes and people are like, "Wait, you're done?" I'm like, "Yep, I'm good." Like it takes like 5 minutes to bounce back.
I had Miller's kids for a little while.
Yeah, the wild children.
Yeah, because Miller had to go. Brittany was running and
Frank's a grandfather pounding a beer.
Yes. And so I see the two little ones and I'm like, "Where is your dad?" And I was like, okay, it's fine. Doesn't matter. They know who
You're
I am.
You're supposed to be with Frank. Frank had him. Our kids are pretty feral.
He had him, but like I was like, I see where you are, and I got you guys. Don't worry. I'm gonna. And then that's when I located Frank again, and we were good to go. I was just like, I'm like, yeah, okay. I know these kids. I need to make sure these kids are good.
Yeah. They.
Because I knew Brittany was going to run.
Yeah, she did great. She smoked it.
Miller, now that the Mech Mile is over, what is next for you? I know you've got to run, like you can't stick around for the entire show.
Yeah, but, 6 minutes before I got to talk about Duke's Mayo Classic media plan, which is nice. Kicking off the college football season with Charlotte versus App State on a Friday night, which I think is pretty cool to have that in Bank of America Stadium.
I think that's cool for the city.
Yeah, I think it's in that having a Friday night is pretty unique. Because I think it's like those two schools will get all the shine, and it kind of takes it back to, you know, what football is. Two communities relatively close, a lot of people in Charlotte who are fans of them, and we're pumped about that. But even before, we have a thing called the Savannah Bananas in June 6th and 7th. They sold out 2 nights in Bank of America Stadium. So over 2 nights, we'll have 150,000 people watching Banana Ball.
It's already sold out?
Yeah, it sold out immediately. They had to add an extra night.
I might have to get some aftermarket. I might have to get aftermarket tickets for my dad.
But hey, I know a guy.
No, I don't. Look, good luck. I'm struggling. It is that thing like sold out immediately. I think they said there was like 100,000 people on the wait list, and all those wanted six tickets.
That's insane.
Yeah,
I'm gonna check it out because
it's a unique experience. It is something to see in person if you can.
Yeah, my dad really digs it, and that's like, when is Father's Day?
June. I don't know. Dads don't remember Father's Day.
No, dude, don't even get me started on that. Father's Day is June 15th. This is on June
6th and 7th.
6th and 7th. I mean, if I can squeeze him from somewhere, if I can find him, I'll grab him two of these so he can go to that. What do we think it is on StubHub?
I mean, Bank of America Stadium's a big place. I'm sure the range is. I bet you the get-in price is probably $100. I don't think you can get a ticket for less than $100.
Technically, they only sell them for like 40 to 60. Like, there's a very low range, but now you're having to do everything on secondary market. So I imagine.
God damn!
What is it?
$166.
That's before fees too, man. That's $200 a ticket. That's tough.
That's in Section 524.
Yeah, that's tough, dude. It's tough.
I already bought this man a kegerator. I think he's good.
He gets a card and that's it.
God, what?
All right, I got to go to this meeting, guys. It's great talking to you.
Miller, you're the best. You are the fastest man I know, and you beat me. You beat me.
And you didn't have to poop your pants. You just lost with dignity.
He beat me.
Can you imagine that drive home?
God, yeah, it would have sucked.
Mud butt.
It also would have sucked for Miller and his staff to have to clean up my diarrhea.
Hartzell, how tall do you think I am?
6'1"?
No, I'm like 5'9".
Bro, ain't no way you're 5'9", dog. No chance. No.
I'm 5'9", 5'10".
Miller, I'm taller than you, right?
Yes, I'm very average.
Yeah, but with the Hokas on, you're like 6'1", dude.
Those things are thick.
That's not true, buddy. Okay. I was literally, no. They're great shoes. You should wear them. All that stuff. All right, see you guys.
See you, bud.
Serber, you're the best.
Love you, brother.
Bye, Miller.
See ya.
You're faster than me.
God damn, $441 to get into the club level?
Listen.
They sold out Death Valley, too, Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
People love that shit. That's crazy that they sold out Memorial Stadium, and then they were also able to then sell out two nights at a huge stadium, a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Yeah. $1,100 for Section 101?
Mm-hmm. It's aftermarket, dude. People are hiking the price up. You need to wait till day of. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can't tell them about Father's Day. That can't be Father's Day though. And then I might have to go. And I don't want to go.
Bro,
I know my dad wants to go.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me check the second day.
Oh, yeah, second day might not be completely sold out yet.
Oh, it's still expensive. I'm gonna check Craigslist.
Craigslist. Wow.
When's the last time you used Craigslist?
I looked on Craigslist for some lawn equipment. They had some good stuff on there, man.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Okay. Facebook Marketplace also sometimes has some stuff.
I know Facebook Marketplace does because I have some stuff I'm probably gonna unload on Facebook Marketplace. But man. Oh, by the way, did they stop me from bringing my fanny pack in?
Yes.
What did I have on?
Oh, fanny pack was allowed. That was underneath under the size requirement.
No, it wasn't.
Bro, I saw women in there with fanny packs, bro. What, you think you snuck that in?
I didn't sneak. Yes and no. This lady took my fanny pack off after I go to the registration.
Uh-huh.
I pin my, my little bib on.
Uh-huh.
I've got my fanny pack on. Because I know I can't bring in a bag. Because I learned that from last year, the hard way. She's like, can I see the fanny pack? And they have this like little square or rectangle. And the fanny pack was bigger than the rectangle. She was like, you can't bring this in. And I was like, lady, it's a fanny pack. You can go through it. She's like, you can't bring it in. I was like, can I leave it right here? So I went in at the different window than you. I went on the other side of the stadium, right? Where you finish. So she's like, you can leave it here and get it when you leave. And I was like, okay. So I go in, I talk to Miller, I talk to Brittany, and then I have to, it's my turn to run. So I go back up. Guess what? My fanny pack is still there. I also talked to a guy from Right Moves for Youth, which is a program that I did when I was in school. And it helps, like, it's like Boys and Girls Club, basically. And I said, can I put this underneath your table? And I put my water bottle, car keys, all the shit that I was carrying that I thought I was going to have to run with. I put my headphones, all that stuff, I put it underneath the table. He's like, yeah, you're good. And then I went back, and when I walked out to get to the start line, my fanny pack was still there, and I was like, I'm not in the state. Let me just grab my fanny pack. Grab the fanny pack, put my headphones back in, and then when I finish my race, if you look at the pictures, you can see that boy got that fanny pack into the stadium.
He keep that thing on him.
Yeah. Well, then I also forgot my car keys. When I went back to his table to get my, like, all my other stuff, my car keys, I forgot to pick them up because I forgot I even had them. Because I don't usually carry my car keys. Is that weird?
It's not, no. I mean, in the list of things that are weird that you are, no, it's not even in the top 30.
Okay. Yeah, I just leave my car keys in the car. Usually.
I mean, look, man, nobody's stealing stuff at the Mech Mile. Like, I understand right. The vigilance, but, like, you know, you're good, dude.
No, I mean, like, when I go to Harris Teeter, I just leave my car keys in the car. I'm like, why do I don't need extra stuff in my pockets. Sometimes I leave my car keys in my car overnight.
Hmm. Respect.
With my money clip. And there's no way to lock that car because the keys are in it. And they won't let you do that. So I forgot my car keys. So the funniest thing is, as they're packing up their table, they saw my car keys. And the lady goes, how are you getting home today? And I was like, I'm driving. Why? She goes, in your Toyota? And I was like, how the fuck does this lady know I have a Toyota? She's like, it's good. You didn't go get far without these. And she handed me back my car keys. So shout out to Right Moves for You. Because I would have got all the way to my car, no keys. I'd have been like, where are my keys? Then what? Then my wife's going to have to, what, take an Uber down there with the baby and get in my car. Then I got to go to Toyota, get new car keys. That's like a $700 problem.
It's a lot.
How much? Huh?
It's a lot.
Yeah. How much are replacement 4Runner keys?
Probably $300 to $500.
Standard keys can range from 25 to 100, while transponder keys cost between 100 and 250. Key fobs with remote features can go up to 350 and can be even 500 depending on the type of key and where it's purchased. Oh, no. So they saved me a lot of money.
Yeah.
What do you got, 20 minutes, Hartzell?
I got 25, but, I mean, you guys can stick around. I just got to do a SEC baseball meeting.
It's all good.
Just means more.
No, we're gonna get it done, and because that buys me some time because I got a 1:00 and I got a 1:45. So, let's go to 540.
What's up, Pit B crew? This is one of the Chris's in Denver. After listening for a while, I've realized there have been multiple Chris's in Denver who have called. I'm a couple weeks behind, but I wanted to call in and comment on the Jell-O salad recipe that someone shared a couple weeks ago. That is almost the exact same recipe that I grew up with that my mom made. The only difference is that instead of buttermilk, my mom would mix in a block of cream cheese and would put pecans in it. And then my grandmother also made an orange Jell-O salad, same thing, and then would put mandarin orange slices, like kind of cut up into it. And then on the inside of like kind of like the bowl area, would put like orange sorbet in it.
Okay.
But yeah, with Serber on that, with the, Midwestern, Jell-O salads that have a bunch of other non-Jell-O salad type things, like meat and whatnot. Just not a fan of that. But this, the lime Jell-O salad was a staple for me growing up and have not seen it since I've moved out to Colorado. But let's grow.
Bro, y'all wild for that. I will say this though. We're getting to summertime, and I do think I am going to try and make like a homemade version of the Jell-O, like the fruit cocktail.
Give it to me, baby.
Cocktail fruit.
Give me your cocktail fruit. Oh no, Nasty Nate.
Chill, Nasty Nate. This is my bitch.
666, the mark of the beast.
If anybody's going to stab him, it's going to be me.
I think I am. I'm being serious. I do think I am going to try that just to see, like, if my kid will eat it.
That's a no for me, dog.
You know what I did also? Because, I mean, if that's an easy thing, especially if I can freeze it and it thaws itself out while they're at the pool. Come on. She's getting some fruit. She's having some J-E-L-L-O. It's alive. So, we'll see. I also tested the cooler out last night. They're going to the pool on Saturday, Hartzell, Serber.
Dude, my wife brought home a Nike soft cooler from like TJ Maxx or Marshalls or one of these places. I need to take a picture of it and send it to you. It's got like a player logo on it, and I can't identify the logo. So I need to know who it is.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if it's like Tatum or Giannis. I don't know whose logo this is. It might be Zion's, honestly. I have no idea.
So, yeah, just yeah.
I'm going to send it to you guys, and maybe we can figure this out together.
So I
bet it's Zion. That's why that shit was on sale.
What I'm realizing is...
Bust.
I also watched my wife fill up her this year pool floaty, and I was like, every year we can't keep these. She's like, no, they last for one season.
Yeah, they don't age well, man. These things are cheap.
But this cooler, I lined it with duct tape, and I filled it up with water last night, and I went out there today, no leaks. So
you're on your way.
Knock on wood. I mean, we might have a two season cooler. Now it only might last half the season, and I got to get another one. But I also don't see what the problem is if the cooler leaks when you're at the pool.
Yeah, it's more about like the car ride and you know.
I put a towel underneath it. I got what are they called again? The mats? WeatherTex. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
I got WeatherTex.
Laser cut car liners. Those things are legit.
Yeah, I love them. They're fantastic.
I mean, they're like a grand, but yeah, they're very nice.
I got them for my brother got them for me for my birthday. All right, let's go to 360. This is where I think all of us get a little credit.
What up, Pit B crew? This is JC in Seattle. Just wanted to send a quick word of thanks for the tips you provided to a listener planning a bachelor party a while back. They helped me immensely as I pulled off a successful wine tasting weekend with 11 guys in Walla Walla, Washington. The wine tasting part was very much my jam, so that was easy. It was the meals and keeping everybody entertained at the rental house that I was going to need some help with. We ate in most of the time. I made flank steak and then did a taco night using the leftover steak the next day. We got a bunch of English muffins and did open-faced breakfast sandwiches. So shout out to Costco for coming through in the clutch there. Also brought my putter ball set. It's like beer pong / cornhole, but for putting. Super fun. Recommend you check it out. Everyone loves having something fun to do and compete with each other. So anyways, thank you for what you do. Keep up the great work. Go Cougs, and let's grow.
Look at that.
Go Cougs.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, okay, I don't know what putter ball is. And now I'm seeing it.
It's like beer pong except golf.
I see it now.
I mean, given what you're going through right now, you know, with this, you know, crisis down the street from you.
Stop making light of it, dude. Keep joking
around. How much do you think putter ball costs?
Three bills.
Okay, you went high. I've got $180 on this thing.
Does it come with putters?
Yeah, it comes with putters.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go. What kind of grips they got.
Yeah, I mean, ain't nobody trying to use them Bobo-ass putters, man. I'm trying to bring my own.
It has 12 turf hole covers.
Yeah, it's...
Bro, I feel like if I went to Home Depot, I could make this.
Bro, you probably could, man. But you know what? Sure, you can't go to Home Depot right now because you're surrounded by golf bros.
Dude, I'm being...
Home
like,
Depot.
Dude,
it's not funny, Artzel.
Like,
yeah, it is.
He's laughing at you, Felder.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
I'm not laughing at all. So who are you laughing with?
One of these days, you're gonna die laughing.
Like, it's truly like I can't get to the Lowe's is hard to get to. My Harris Teeter is hard to get to. My kid's school is hard to get to. The three places that I go are hard to get to.
Calm down. It's okay.
No,
it's not funny. Stop laughing. Why? Felder, I'm sorry.
Dude, this is like...
You've known this golf tournament is coming to your house for 6 years.
I haven't known that for 6 years.
Well, I have.
He's been dreading it
since
he's
known. I don't watch golf.
Buddy, even when they don't host a major championship, they hosted the President's Cup a couple summers ago. They host the Wells every year.
That's a different thing. I know about the Wells. I know that one. They don't shut everything down like this, my man.
I believe that. I believe it is probably ramped up because it's a major. I get it.
Yeah,
I do.
That's what I'm saying. Like this,
it will be there every what? 4 years, Artzel?
The PGA?
Yeah.
It's not Quail booked Hollow to come back to Quail.
Oh, it's not. Quail Hollow is not like on an official rotation in such like Pinehurst is for the U.S. Open.
Stand by for confirmation here, but I don't believe that's the case.
I thought it made the cut as one of those courses that's like it will always be on the rotation.
So from what I've
but maybe not because of the Wells Fargo.
What I understand talking to people is, well, Wells doesn't even do it anymore. I had to go to Wells, and the guy was like, "Yeah, I'm not going to the golf tournament anymore. We don't get free tickets because they're not the title sponsor."
Mm. Oh, it's not the Wells Fargo Championship anymore. Truest Championship. Got it. Yeah. Got it.
These banks, dude. Yeah. Well, listen. The good news is, I just checked. They've announced the PGA sites through 2032, and Quail Hollow is not on the rotation.
There you go.
That's good for me.
So this may be the last time that you have to deal with a PGA championship in your backyard.
You think they do the U.S. Open there?
I don't...
It doesn't really seem like a U.S. Open course to me.
Agreed.
I don't know, man. I just know, like, on the way to school, Savannah was counting buses.
It's not on the list here. Gosh, they got this booked out almost every year to like 2050-something.
Yes. Yes, they do.
She was counting buses on the way to school. Now, those first buses are people that are just working there. Then the wave of buses, when you text us that, could we do it at 9:30? That wave of buses were people that were going to the tournament. Because when we got on, you mentioned that somebody was about to tee off.
Excuse me.
Smoke more weed.
Sorry, I'm trying to, but...
So... I got into the wave of buses that were going from Ballantyne.
Yeah.
We're driving in the same direction, same place. So I'm just surrounded. There were three buses around me.
You should have rolled down the window and just said, I have a child.
Billy Zane, the Phantom, man.
You kidding me? Oh, my gosh.
Sometimes all right, you got to laugh, man. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to laugh. Friends like these. Oh, Gary.
Just keep from crying. Can we go 914?
Sure.
Hey, guys. Peter in Colorado. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Had to look the number up and call in, listening to Hartzell talk about his experience in a national park, hiking in the snow. My first summer after I moved to Colorado in June 2021, my dad and brother, I grew up in New York, wanted to come out and hike a 14,000-foot peak just like Mount St. Helens, planned out a hike for them the first weekend in June after Memorial Day, and totally forgot to warn them about the snow that we would be hiking through. So they arrived in Colorado on a Thursday afternoon, and we met in Denver, and I said, oh, you guys brought hiking boots, and we're going to have to go to the store and get ourselves gaiters and micro spikes, and they looked at me confused. My brother had brought a pair of sneakers. So we went and got those things and still post-holed our way all the way to the summit. We got to the trailhead at 5 in the morning or some crazy time as you want to get up and down before the thunderstorms. And first thing we had to do was cross a stream that had been flush with snow melt and had snow on the banks. So as we're approaching the stream, the very first thing that we did is post-hole our way right into the stream. And my brother's boots got soaked, and there we were in the parking lot changing socks, wondering if we were even going to go on the hike. But we made it to the top, summited Mount Democrat outside of Fraser, Colorado in South Park, and had a great memory from it. Thanks, guys. Love the show, and let's grow.
Awesome call. Thank you. Yeah, I would do it again. I just I felt very naive and small approaching a trail that was not like covered in a little bit of snow, a lot of snow with like glaciers all around us, and being like, I'm really glad my wife made us leave the house in, you know, the gear that we did. So again, stuff that us Southerners and East Coast people don't know anything about. Hiking mountains.
Sure.
And I'm not talking about like Mount Mitchell. I'm talking about like, you know, 12, 14,000 foot peaks.
What kind of hiking boots? Twin Peaks, very funny.
Got him.
What kind of hiking boots did you wear?
Bro, you know how I get down. I had a Nike Duck boot.
Okay.
My wife had A Solos. The kids had like Merrells or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think my younger son had like a pair of Solomons. Super crunchy scene, dude.
I was going to say, because I know that's your wife's whole jam.
She loves it. Yeah. I mean, honestly, my wife loves mountains. Bro, Server, you know that drive on 421 where like you start getting near Wilkesboro and you can see like mounds?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yeah. Jen will be like, oh, mountains. Oh, I'm like, bro, these ain't even real.
Congrats on the sex,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, well, it's like, bro, these ain't even real. These are mounds. These are foothills. Please.
You know, we got some cool. I love our mountains here on the East Coast. The shape of them is very interesting. They're beautiful. They make it like for a beautiful, you know, drive and vision in the background and the skyline and all that. But yeah, man, the West Coast, like the wonders of the West of the United States, like it's. It's like untamed beauty that really is only available in small pockets. Like, I'm glad you got to see some of it, Hartzell, but like there's so little of it left in the grand scheme of what it once was.
Sure.
I think the same thing about like the Southeast, like Felder. I don't know if you've ever thought about this or not, but like, I'm like, man, my home is like a fucking rainforest that's just been clear cut. But like, the United States does have these, like, sometimes we take it for granted because of the way that other cultures have harnessed and taken care of their landscape and what they have to offer in that regard, particularly in, like, you know, South America and tropical places. But like, yeah, man, we fucked it up so bad, but there are like signs of it that we couldn't fuck that up. You know what I mean? Like, well, even we can't fuck up the Rockies, truly. Like, we can't just totally destroy them, it doesn't seem like. I think they will outlast us in what they are, in their grandness and scope. And just like in the same way that the Alps, like, it's up there with every other great, with the Himalayas, like the great ranges throughout the rest of the world.
I mean, it helps that our country is just so big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a top five country in the world in terms of size.
Yeah,
so
huge.
That's the difference. Like, you go to Europe and you're like, I'm gonna get on a train and go through five countries in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's pretty realistic. You can achieve that in Eastern Europe. Or anyway, yeah.
It's the nature of culture and society, though, because it's in the same way that you can travel throughout Europe and witness all these different, like, people and nationalities and, like, way that they speak. Like, you know, is there a ton of difference between going to Germany, France, and Belgium? Not really, with the way they talk. It's like all this. It's just like, you know, English is a pretty complicated language. Especially in America, like, going throughout America and traveling from New York, Chicago, Maine, down to the Southeast, down to Florida, into Louisiana. Like, we have a similar thing. It's just the nature of our culture and society made us one united country as opposed to several states.
It's like Big Steve says, it's a beautiful thing, man.
It's a beautiful thing, brother. And the vibrations that are left behind in that land go back millions of years, millennia, before man even existed, and you can still feel them. And you're one with it. You just got to open your mind and stand there and put your feet on the ground. Take your shoes off. Let your toes touch the dirt and become part of that dirt millions of years ago, man.
Nailed it. That's a really good Big Steve. Hey, Felder.
Yeah. Perfect. No notes.
We're back to where we started the show. Just
this is mad.
Disgruntled.
912.
Fresh. Okay, very good.
Hey, Hippie Crew. This is Francis in Atlanta. Hope you guys are doing well. I wanted to call and say thanks, Cerber. I am currently watching bits and pieces of the Organized Noise documentary that you shouted out a few weeks ago. It's been a good little escape. I'm actually at the hospital at the moment. We just had our second kid a couple days ago. Mom is healthy. Baby is healthy. Things are good. But, yeah, it's been nice to just have a little bit of entertainment when there's downtime. And that does remind me, I wanted to call also and just make a quick comment or piece of feedback to, I think there was another listener who called in a couple years ago talking about how he brought a cooler full of beer and a TV to the hospital room as his wife was giving birth. And it sort of struck me at like 3 o'clock last night. How freaking psychotic that would be if I showed up with a cooler beer and a TV. No judgment, man. But, you know, this listener base is just built different. Some of these folks have a different type of dog in them than I guess I do. Anyway, I hope you guys are well, and let's grow.
Yeah. Great call.
Congratulations.
Yeah, mazel tov on the new edition. Yes.
Congrats. And agreed. That's an energy that I don't know that I've got in me, but I'm glad someone does.
I think if it was my second kid, I probably would.
A TV? Or just a cooler of beer?
Definitely. I probably not a cooler of beer, but like a flask, and also maybe the laptop and a monitor.
I would love it to be a cooler of beer just for the image of you, like potentially like you, your dad, and your brother standing there King of the Hill style.
Tailgating my wife. Having a kid.
Yeah.
And we all know I'm probably Boomhauer.
With your accent, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm probably Boomhauer.
I'm going through and right now editing. I went back and listened to the Raleigh Rialto show.
Yeah.
For the full cast, because I was outside for a large portion of that, and I'm just going through and cleaning it up a little bit. And do you remember your contribution to that episode, Felder?
No. What'd I do?
Yeah. Okay. I can't wait. It's coming out, I think, Memorial Day.
Just
or something
tell
like
me.
That. Nah, man. I just want you to listen to it. It's going to be at the very beginning. I don't know how much we're going to include of it, so I don't want to put it on blast.
Did I
here.
Introduce them? No, I didn't.
No,
introduce
man.
Them.
You were. It was very interesting. But I thought of all this just now because as I'm listening to it, I'm like, God damn! The more that man drinks, the harder that accent comes out. Because you sound like Randy Moss over there, off mic, screaming at the full cast people. I'm right here. I'm right here. That's what you say. You sound like that. I don't want to carry this bag all night. That's what you sound like, dude.
I mean, that's reality, man.
That's turkey. That's turkey, Felder.
Yeah, boy. That's why I look. I sound like this when I have to be on television.
Yeah, you can do it.
But when I get animated or inebriated, then I can sound like this.
Yeah, it starts talking. It just comes out a little bit.
I don't even know what my daughter's accent is. I'm not. This is not a joke. Like, I truly, really? I have no clue. Like, it's so wild to me. Because it's
Did she pick up on Chicago stuff much? Well, she was so young.
No, it's not Chicago at all. I think it's
her mom.
It's not Michigan. It's not Canadian. It's not that. It's like a it's some combination of like the and Hartzell, have you noticed this too with your kids? It's some combination of the media that she consumes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because and she doesn't watch Peppa Pig, but I was reading an article where there are a bunch of American kids that watch Peppa Pig that have like British accents.
Mm. And hers man, is, does the Bluey kids have Australian accents? Because that would be awesome.
That's what I was going to say next is also Bluey is having a similar effect on kids. And then also, like.
Arnar.
But also, like, but she watches like Molly of Denali, and she watches. Lila, she does watch Lila from the Loop, which is a show based in Chicago, but she also watches Alma's Way. So there's like some stuff that she does. It's like, and she watches Rosie's Rules. So there's like two of those shows are like very Hispanic. And so she like has that, like some level of that in there. And then she's also roaming around with me all the time. And so I will say this. I know my dad listens. She does not use profanity. That's a me thing. That's just for me. But she does like have like some of my like mannerisms. And you know what she's picked up? My mom says, "What the world?" all the time.
Love that.
And Savannah she will walk around. Like, if the TV doesn't turn on the first time, she's like, "What the world?" She now has a Nintendo Switch, which, by the way, Hartzell, we need to figure out how to link them up on that.
Okay, I'm on it.
And she, if the Switch isn't charged, she's like, "What the world?" And I'm like, "Oh my God." So, my wife is my mom, and my daughter is now turning into my mom, too. The three ladies that are the closest to me are now just all molding into one. Teacher, teacher. What the world?
Ultra mom.
Yeah. All right, folks. We're going to save the rest of
these. Ultra mega mom? No,
she's. Do you want to do one more voicemail, Hustle? You got to hop off.
I can do one more. We only have one left, right?
Yeah, go ahead and play that one.
425.
On the swimming team and the baseball team, there's a lot of hold ins. Well, how about a hold this? Let's grow.
Phenomenal way to nail the dismount there.
There we go. We got it done, folks. I'm not thrilled about this golf tournament at all. I do not. It's not
fantastic not theater. I got to be honest, man. The Green Mile. God almighty. Gorgeous.
No, it's not fun. And I told you, like literally on Monday and Tuesday, there were people going to the pro shop to get gear. Yeah. I might have to make a stop. To get my dad like a polo,
yeah.
To get merch, yes, merch. I'm sorry,
bro. You ain't walking out of there for under $110, just so you know.
Oh yeah, I'm not worried about
that. The polos is steep, dog.
I know, and I might go grab my dad one.
Get your dad a nicer, man. Get him like a Holderness and Bourne, maybe like a Peter Millar, something that's gonna stand the test of time.
I was gonna go with Peter Millar. Don't fucking try me.
I'm not easy. Yeah, hey,
calm down. It's okay.
Don't
fucking try him.
That's not how I want to end the show. Don't you drop an F-bomb on me on the way out the door.
What the F?
No, we are good to go. Let me tell you how serious this is. Do you know who I'm at home with right now?
No.
Kristen?
My wife.
Nice.
Why?
School's out.
School's not out.
Why is she at home?
Because her school's canceled.
Tough.
For today and tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a tough scene.
For the golf tournament.
Oh, for the golf tournament. Oh, well, man, baby.
Priority.
This is one of their biggest money makers of the year. It's just letting people park on their lawn.
Yeah.
Nice.
I need to look and see if I can go to the Y and do a spin class today or something.
Let's grow.
Let's grow.